With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says victims in the French Quarter will never be forgotten.
Each of these victims has family and friends who have to live with the tragedy and the nightmare of these events. Over the last 48 hours, we have all been focused on addressing the needs of each of these victims' families and to ensure that they are properly honored.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they're beefing up security for both the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
We are asking for a tactical expert to be in the city of New Orleans this week to go over all of our plans that have been put in place by a unified command that we've been working on this literally for months on end.
And the FBI says the man responsible for the attack had visited the city twice and recorded video in the French Quarter. Also at SRNNews.com, Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the U.S.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
102 men have been executed by the Congolese government this past week. 70 more are set to be executed soon. The men were all armed robbers and street bandits. This is SRN News. Well, the Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, there's not much for families to watch on popular streaming services these days. Parents TV and Media Council has conducted a study revealing the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows available to stream, 540 were rated mature versus less than 60 that were G-rated. This is SRN News. Traders return to Wall Street tomorrow morning for the first full week of 2025.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival. Rich Thomason reporting.
And by blocking the Nippon deal, Biden may very well be hurting the U.S. The Japanese company had promised to invest nearly $3 billion in U.S. Steel's aging blast furnace operations in Gary, Indiana, and Pennsylvania's Mon Valley. If the Nippon offer goes away, those commitments go with it. More details at SRNNews.com.